this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Happy Friday. It's Moose. It's Breezy. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. All of our friends are here this morning. All of our...
It's like two people. They're like,
all
hi.
Of our friends are here. Let's get to it right now. They're knocking on that door. We're going to let them in.
Well, they're busting it down.
Yeah, they are.
They're like, I can't wait for the weekend. Woo! Who's here? Gianna.
What's up, Gianna?
Hi, Queen. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm so excited for this weekend. I'm not doing Dry January, and I'm going to hit those bars and hit them hard.
You and me both, Gianna.
I mean, after a long week of being back into your routine, it's a tough one, for sure.
You know what my problem is? This is my toxic trait. I just did a 72-hour water fast, and I'm like, yeah, I'm healthy for the next year. So I can just let myself go with drinking and food. I'm not going to do that.
No.
It's all about moderation in 2025. Sir. It's all about moderation.
Who else is just checking in? All right. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Jess and Jaden here. Our good vibes is that we have no plans this weekend. That is such a good vibe.
Sup, Jess?
Have a great weekend. You know what they will be doing this weekend is they will be practicing driving.
Yeah, they will.
Jaden's gotta hit that church parking lot and absolutely get after it.
Double J, the JJ.
The Jadenator. Okay. Good morning, guys. It's your Android user from yesterday. Oh, hello.
Marcus or that other woman?
No, it was that woman.
I can't remember her name.
I also can't remember her name.
I don't want to say she wasn't memorable because she was.
She definitely was. She added a lot to the conversation.
She did. I loved her. Big Ryan Reynolds fan.
I'm in my incredible vibes because I accepted a job making more than both of my current jobs combined. That's while also up. Working less. I also got my small business up and running, starting 2025 out strong.
That is amazing.
Have an amazing day, guys. All from the pocket of her Android.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's huge. Enjoy. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Work smarter, not harder.
I am in my good vibes because I feel like I did a lot this week of what I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 8 o'clock, minus yesterday, which was had a thing going on. But I went to bed at 8 o'clock, was in bed every single night, sleeping by like 8:39 at the absolute latest. So, and that was my goal, like, get that sleep, get that rest, because that is the most important part of your healthy lifestyle. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, you need to eat healthy, you need to rip protein and shred it at the gym. And it's like, you also need to sleep. So I'm loving it. I also don't really have a ton of plans this weekend. I'm going to Buffalo tonight for a comedy show. I think I talked about that yesterday. And then tomorrow, just kind of hanging. And then Sunday, obviously, the Bills.
You know, I was watching the news last night, and I forget our girl on Channel 10 who does the late night news, but she had said that it was supposed to snow later tonight into tomorrow morning. I don't know how much, but I'm looking at the weather forecast on my phone. I don't see any snow coming in. So,
not you calling her out.
Well, it's just kind of like weather roulette. We don't know what we're going to get here in the 585,
correct.
But we'll see. I'll trust them over what my phone says.
Very true.
Yeah, so it's Friday. The Bills are playing the Broncos 1 o'clock on Sunday at Highmark Stadium. Looking forward. That's the first playoff game. Go Bills. Bills Mafia in the house.
I'm scared.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a stressful game. As much as we love the Bills, as much as we believe they can win this game, anybody can beat anybody at any
period.
Given time. That's
period.
Just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a fun weekend. And I'm trying to think what else I have going on. My doctor got a hold of me yesterday. She goes, hey, I got a chance to look over your lab results. Your cholesterol went up. And I was just wondering if you fasted during this. I'm like, I literally did a 72-hour.
I couldn't have fasted harder. I literally couldn't have fasted harder. If I fasted any harder, I would have been dead.
Yeah. That's I was like,
so that's the truth of the matter.
Yeah. There's some things I'm learning you just can't, you have no control over.
You're right.
Like genetics.
You're right.
But hey, the bright side, I got a full head of hair, baby.
If she needs, if she needs a second source because she doesn't believe you, she can call me for a reference.
I'm sure she
vouch for you.
Why would she think I'm lying?
I don't know. People lie to doctors all the time. People lie to dentists all the time. Are you flossing every day? Every day. Haven't flossed once this year. Like,
you haven't flossed
no,
once?
No, I'm just saying people like, yeah, I floss every day.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally understand. I do floss twice a day. Gingivitis is the number one cause of tooth decay.
Mm-hmm. This all person right. says, I need to know if Moose has had a Wegmans cookie yet this year. Also, vibes are great. Have a great day, Moose and Breezy. It's a very random ask. Have you?
2 weeks ago. They're the best cookie. I don't know what to tell you. I'd rather have one than 10. Because if I don't give myself the one, you know damn well I'm going to have 10. All right, guys. Here's the thing with the big story of the day coming up. A Pittsburgh mom has earned herself her third Guinness World Record. That is...
Tell me you're an overachiever without telling me you're an overachiever.
I'll tell you one thing. The record she broke, I could never do. And I've tried. Wholeheartedly. So she doesn't have to worry about me coming after her record. That's not going to happen. I'll tell you what it is, what she accomplished, and why this is so awesome. Coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Getting tipsy this weekend, aren't you guys?
Yes,
yeah. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday. Breezy, if there was one world record that you were capable of breaking, what do you think it would be?
Sleeping for a tremendous amount of time. Yeah. Like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, you could always just pass away. You love sleeping.
I do love sleeping. Maybe not sleeping, but sitting. I could definitely sit for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's how you develop sores. Mm-hmm. Speech pathologist from Pittsburgh has earned herself her third Guinness World Record. That is very impressive. This time for completing the most pull-ups with a 20-pound pack of weights on her back. Inga Simning, a mother of two, broke her first record back in June of 2022 for most pull-ups in 1 minute. She did 39. According to the
39 pull-ups in a minute.
39 pull-ups. That is no joke. I could do three. Well, two and a half. I could do two and a half. A year later, she broke the record for the most knuckle push-ups in 1 minute. In front of thousands of viewers.
God, she's a beast.
On the TV show Live with Kelly and Mark. She completed 76 as part of the Record Breaker Week, celebrating the launch of the 2024 Guinness World Records book.
It's today, her versus her.
I mean, you're your own, you know, your own competition. It's standing right in front of the mirror. During the same show, she completed 21 pull-ups with a 20-pound pack of weights. That record has officially been certified, announced Pittsburgh Town Supervisor Bill Smith on Wednesday this week.
Interesting.
Three Guinness Book of World Records.
Wowzies.
And then we got our local Don Allard in there, too, for longest broadcaster.
Yeah, he's crushing
it. At one station.
He's absolutely crushing it.
What was it, 58 years?
Yeah, he really got after it.
Think of all the contract negotiations you got to do in 58 years.
Wouldn't love it.
No, that's a lot of admin right there. Yeah. So congratulations to Inga Simning here, Pittsburgh, local girl. We appreciate you and congratulations. Coming up on the show, Kelly wrote in for Parental Confidential. She says, my 12-year-old daughter's best friend of 7 years snubbed her, and I made it a point to bring it up to the girl's mother. Can't wait to hear how this blew over. Kelly wants to know if she was in the wrong for even reaching out to this mom. We'll share with you the whole story of what happened coming up next on the show. My 12-year-old daughter's best friend of 7 years snubbed her, and I made it a point to bring it up to the girl's mom.
Ooh.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday, looking at a high of almost 30 today. We'll take it. Here's the message we got from Kelly. She writes in and says, good morning, you guys. This week at school, my daughter, who's 12, found out her close friend, been friends since they were 5, had a birthday party over Christmas break. Didn't invite my daughter. She was mortified, embarrassed, hurt, and everything in between. I've been friends with the mom since the girls were in preschool. Mm-hmm. We've had phone calls, parties. We've run Girl Scouts together. She's cried on my shoulder, etc. Since the mother and I are friends, I sent her a text saying we're really sad we weren't there to celebrate her daughter, but we hope she had a great birthday. She came with a half dozen lame excuses, to which I retorted, although my daughter is hurt, it's her daughter's birthday and is entitled to invite whoever she likes, and we understand. My daughter just wanted to know if she did something to cause this. In hindsight, I suppose, along with being hurt, I was just genuinely confused why she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out the next day, this mom was talking to a mutual friend of mine who I'm very close with, and she told her she was extremely taken back that I reached out to her and I was basically being classless and tacky.
Oh.
If we were friends, why wouldn't this be a conversation?
Right.
Now I'm just pissed. I would love to know if there was anyone else who would have also sent a message to this mom. Was I in the wrong to say anything at all? Because now I'm a little hurt, but my daughter is way more hurt than I am because now it feels like she lost a friend. Thank you, guys.
Okay. So I take massive issue with this because I personally feel like when kids and even like young adults are having an issue and the parents get involved, that's when the waters get muddied. And that's when they start holding resentment more than if you were to just talk to them one-on-one with you guys and your issue.
Do you think she had a right to send that text message to the mom?
I mean, she does. And like, yes, the mama bear mentality obviously took over.
Yeah.
But now it just made things a whole lot worse. And these repercussions of the mom's actions and the way that she handled this situation are going to fall back on the daughter and going to make things harder for her.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't sound
she didn't really think that one through fully, in my opinion.
Let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800 is the text in the phone line. Carol is reaching out and she says, friends come in and out. She's just not a close friend to you presently because her daughter isn't. Probably means she was only close out of convenience. But trust me, it definitely still hurts as adults. I would say friends breaking up sometimes is worse than when you're in a relationship. Sometimes yeah. that stings even more.
Yeah.
Because I have friends who've had very, very close friends, and it just abruptly ended
mm-hmm.
with really no kind of closure whatsoever, and it affected them deeply.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, I think the relationships that you're talking about, the friendships you're talking about, are way harder when you don't know. But when something like this happens, you can kind of put the pieces together and be like, oh, they're pissed at my mom. They're pissed that my mom reached out and like kind of started something up. And then not just the kid, but the mom was involved. So I can see the mom of the other parent being like, we don't want to hang out with them anymore. Like,
I have a
they're
lot
too much drama.
I have a lot of questions on why this girl was not invited to her best friend's birthday party over Xmas break. How does that happen? You're best friends for 7 years and then there's no invite. Something happened there.
So, okay. Devil's advocate.
And obviously we know girls are more petty than guys, but what do you think happened?
Devil's advocate. I do little girls' birthday parties for my braid business that I have.
You do a
and
lot.
Over the break, I did a birthday party. It was like middle of the day and the mom was like, I told her she could invite 4 people.
Yeah.
And like, at that point, you do have to choose, and I don't know what the background of their specific relationship is. Maybe they were fighting. Maybe they didn't know all the people coming. Maybe they're...
Hey, listen.
You know what I mean? Like, there's
if
a
you,
lot.
I understand that, but if you're going to invite 4 or 5 friends tops, your best friend is on the top of that list. That's...
But also, Moose, it could be that girl's best friend, but the girl doesn't look at her as a best friend. Because that happens a lot, too.
Maybe it had nothing to do with the girls, and it was just the mom.
Maybe.
Let's go over to this woman. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happened to my daughter 1 year, and I decided I was going to bring it up. The girls were a bit distant for... I wasn't going to bring it up. The girls were distant with each other for months. Anyways, it all blew over after a few months, and they're close friends again. I understand why you reached out to that mom, But in my opinion, it was a bad idea on your part. Not everyone agrees. Mike says, tell this mom she did the right thing. The only fault on her end was to tell the other mom to shove it where the sun don't shine. Tell your daughter what fake friends are. This was a huge learning lesson for the both of you. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, the thanks passion for, this morning.
Very direct. We appreciate it, though, Mike. Thanks
is
for
crazy.
Who else is here? If you're just joining us for Parental this morning, my 12-year-old daughter's best friend of 7 years snubbed her, and our friend Kelly here made it a point to reach out to the mom. She was not invited to her best friend's birthday party over Christmas break for no other reason. Mm-hmm. And the moms are best friends, too. And it's just now, it doesn't look like after this, that friendship might continue.
It's a messy situation.
It's a little messy. Let's go over to Gina. Yes, you had the right to send a message. Would have done the exact same thing. And I also would have been super confused, too, if my best friend never invited me to a party. That's bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You ever not been invited to a birthday party growing up that you were hurt by?
I don't. Nothing that affected me, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
Still think about it. 10 years old, Jason Myers, lived in Greece.
But also, like,
snubbed me.
Who wouldn't invite me to a party? You know what I mean?
Who would?
The life of the party.
I'm sure you would still show up empty-handed.
I bring the entertainment. I'm a higher-on clown. This person says, mom should not get involved with anything when it comes to their kids' friendships. The only thing that you can do is talk to your own kid and have them understand that friendships and friends change over time.
Yeah, they do. We say it all the time. Not everyone in your life is meant to be there forever.
Right.
And sometimes those friendships are out of convenience. Who you think is a close friend is not your friend at all.
I think this is a great, foreshadowing for what we're going to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour about not a birthday party, but a wedding. Not inviting a very lifelong friend to a wedding.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that. Jenna is also here. She says, I would have done the same thing if somebody did this to my 11-year-old daughter and I was close friends with the mom. I would have also reached out. And then Sarah says, good morning. Happy Friday, Moose and Breezy. I think she felt bad, so she processed that emotion by blaming you for texting her. That said, tone can easily be misinterpreted via text, so it would have been ideal to mention it in person. But I'd probably rather chew my own arm off than have that convo in person with someone. Good on you, though, for doing it.
Right.
Nobody wants to have the uncomfortable conversations.
No, they do not.
Because a lot of people, I know myself, I'm not very confrontational. You run to it. Me, I go the other direction.
I absolutely would.
Yeah, you do.
I absolutely would.
So, you know what, Kelly, I would just give this some time to all blow over. And if they circle back around, it was meant to be. If not, wipe your hands clean and go to the other direction. That's all you can do. But there are a lot of people agreeing here through the text line that say, you did the right thing. I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. Except for our girl, Sarah, who would rather chew her own arm off.
Yep.
Than have that conversation. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages. You got PXY Mornings with Moose.
And Breezy.
98 PXY. Beats stronger than ever before. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Yeah!
Pump it up.
Almost 30 degrees for the high today. No problem. We'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, you guys. It is Friday. You got Moose. You got Breezy. And it's there, I said it, 585-252-9800 if you want to spit some hot fire, because it is time to clear
the air. Clear it out.
Let's get it.
Waft it out. Waft it out of that room.
Ah, yes. Let's kick things off with our girl Jen, shall we?
We shall.
What's up, guys? You get what you pay for, period. If you don't like it, then don't buy it. If don't want it, then don't get it. There, I said it, I. Okay, let's. Jen is drunk. It's 7-something in the morning, Jen.
Oh, she's dyslexic. That's fine. Literally, love that for you, Jen.
Let's move on.
Joe's here. He says, open casket funerals are absolutely morbid. There, I said it.
If they're open the whole time? Because ours was left open for us to pay our last respects to my grandmother. So before you got to the wake, we were all in the room, open casket, said our goodbyes, then they closed it.
No, I went to calling hours last night, open the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It's very spooky.
Some do that.
Anyways.
It's not for everyone, but if that's what the family requests, that's what they request.
Is that what you want to do?
You know, I haven't thought about my funeral just yet, Breezy, unlike you, but I know that's a daily thought, but I'll get back to you.
I'm going to be wearing a full sequin suit, but you already knew that.
No, I did know that.
And yes, it will be open.
I'm going to do mine real quick.
Okay.
Okay, I know this is not probably a hot take, but avocados really are trash. There, I said it. In the last month, I have purchased 6. In every one of them, when it was time to eat it, it was poopy brown in the center. I've thrown all of them out.
Guacamole.
Brown guacamole? No thanks. Who's going to eat that?
I mean,
I'm
guacamole
done.
Is kind of brown sometimes.
Yeah, if the air hits it, 30 seconds later, done. I'm over throwing my money out the window. I'm not doing it.
You also shop at Wegmans, so that's
actually these came from 7-Eleven, but that's I don't want to get into.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. We solved our own issue. Oh my gosh, there's nothing wrong with taking full carts of groceries and going through self-checkout. There, I said it.
I have never seen an individual pull up to self-checkout with a full cart.
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
That's kind of like, I don't know, you're doing someone's job for them. Why would you want to do someone's job that you're not getting paid for?
So I went to Wegmans yesterday after the show. And I had like a basket.
Of course you did.
I needed to get like...
I had a basket of 3 things. I spent $800.
I needed a couple of things, right? So I have a basket full. And I'm just not in the mood yesterday, right? And so I go to a lane where there's a cashier. And the woman pulls me over. She's like, sir, self-checkout is wide open right now. I said, I'm not working today. And I continued to go to the cashier. Why am I doing it? She could do it. There's no one in her line.
Are you literally fighting a 6-year-old woman at Wegmans?
I was pissed.
Oh, no.
Let's go over to Nick. Nick's got a hot take this morning.
He's like, Waterfast has changed me. I'm such a more calm, centered human. He's like, absolutely buzz off. Get out of my face.
No, I didn't have the patience yesterday. Let's go over to Nick. Nick says, I've been in real estate for almost 10 years. And I pride myself on doing pretty well. But all these agents on Facebook that have been doing it for not even 2 years... all lie about how successful they are. Do not believe them. They are fake. And just because you sell one home in a year doesn't make you qualified to know what the heck you're talking about. There, I said it.
Yeah. I know.
Spit that hot fire.
I love real estate agents because it's such a spectrum. Like, some are very successful and very well known in the community. And then others pretend that they're very successful and very well known in the community.
I think
it's like your face is on one side.
Yeah, but I would think, like, you would have to play the game, you know? You got to act like you know what you're doing. I get it. That's not an industry I would want to be in. It's hard. Because your whole entire...
I mean, they're dime a dozen.
Yeah, but your entire livelihood depends on selling a home.
Yeah.
You got to eat.
You got to eat, and so does your family. This person says, regular goldfish are better than... flavor blasted goldfish. There, I said it.
All right. They all taste the same.
All right.
What's up, Sandy? Apple should be in jail for charging people $250 for mediocre AirPods that fall out of your ears 50% of the time. There, I said it. Sandy, I couldn't agree with
you
more.
Why are you spending $250 on AirPods?
I was guilty of that. I spent $100.50. I don't even know. I just... because, you know,
also, like, I don't know, no shade to you, Sandy, but like, I wouldn't be blaming AirPods. Like, maybe you just have a weird earlobe. There, I said it.
AirPods do
not fall out of my ears.
Depending on what generation you get. Jamie says, if you go over to a guy's place for the first time and you don't see a single book laying around, do not have sex with him. There, I said it. Oh, thank God I got a shelf full of books at my place.
Haven't read one. Never. I haven't even opened them. The spine on the book has not even creased.
All right, who else is here?
I just can't. All right, let's wrap it up with our girl. She seems pissed this morning, but let's send it. Our girl Debbie.
Little Debbie, what's up?
What up, Queen? She said, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is an absolute joke. It's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life. It's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 days of consistency. There, I said it.
Jeez.
Deb, you triggered or nah?
Are you? Yeah. Why don't you talk to us about it? What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't understand the people that get so upset by other people who just want to better themselves. Why is that an issue for you?
Yikes. I mean, like, I did it. So I don't know. I mean, I get where she's coming from, but also, like, why are you so angry? Call us right now. 585-252-9800.
Deb, let's get you on with us. I want to hear you in person. Why are you so upset by people who participate in 75 Hard or anyone that's working out in general? I guarantee you she's one of these people because too many people show up at the gym. And I've been working out for years. I'm calling it right now.
To her point, though, I mean, how do you know someone's doing 75 Hard?
Because they will tell you.
They'll tell you. They'll tell you all about it.
Deb, call us. We want to talk to you. It's PXY Mornings.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's truly heartbreaking to report, but these things happen. It's the end of an era. A huge department store at Grease Ridge Mall. Can you guess which one it is?
McCurdy's.
I don't know who or what that is, but it is not. It's Macy's.
Oh, no.
They've announced that its location at the mall at Grease Ridge will close as a part of a new chapter strategy. The location is one of 66 closures nationwide, which is quite sad. And in a statement from the CEO, Tony Spring, said the closing they're closing underproductive stores that will allow Macy's to focus on resources and prioritize investments in the go forward stores, whatever that means. So
yeah, there's no foot traffic at Macy's at Grease Ridge Mall. That's what they're saying. But can you blame them when you got people coming in there with bats? You know, everyone's scared to go to the mall. When cops are showing up in the parking lot there 4 out of 7 days a week, yeah, people are like, I think I'm going to skip out on going to the mall this week.
Yeah. So, bye, Macy's. We love you. I take comfort knowing that it's one of 66. It's not just a targeted closure.
No, I mean, this is, you know, it's...
It's hard to see those stores really just slide through our fingertips here.
Oh, it really is. I mean, I have a lot of memories there. That's where I bought my duvet. All right, well, rest in peace.
Like, that's where I went walking last year at this time.
Coming up on the show, if you missed our last segment, there I said it from, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, a woman by the name of Deb texted in, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is a joke, and it's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life. It's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 days of consistency.
She's best.
We asked Deb to call in. She did just that. We're going to talk to her next to hear why she's just, I don't know, so incredibly bothered by people trying to better themselves. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. All right, let's get right into it. During our last segment, we were doing There I Said It.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of our listeners over the last year have seemed to become very comfortable with sharing their unpopular opinions and how they really feel. Take Deb, for example.
Yeah.
The last text we got was her saying, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is a joke.
So aggressive.
It's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life because it's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 consistent ones.
Mm-hmm.
There I said it. Well, that triggered, I don't know, I guess that triggered you a bit. And
well, I just wanted to go deeper. I was like, wait, what do you mean by that? Why are you so angry? Please, please tell us.
And call us. Yeah, we asked if she'd call and she absolutely did. Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Deb.
Good morning, guys.
Little Debbie, let it fly.
I was the one who texted in. I meant what I said. Like, here's the thing. I applaud anyone who's trying to better themselves.
Right.
But 75 hard is the dumbest thing someone can do. Like, have either of you ever even participated in the challenge?
I've done it twice.
No.
Once successfully, once unsuccessfully.
Yeah, so I rest my case. It's not realistic.
Oh,
people
do it. So what happens after 75? You go back to being a slob?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that necessarily for myself,
yeah, that's
but
a hot take. People complete it, though, Deb. I know friends who have done 75 hard. It is tough, but people have done it.
Okay, and I'm 44, and I've been working out for almost 20 years consistently. And I know about mental health toughness, believe me, right? You try having a husband who walks out on you with two kids at home.
I can't imagine why he would want to do that.
And that's what people don't get. If you want to change your body, you have to change your mindset. People are under the impression they can do it in, like, what, a couple of months? Because we live in a society now where it's all about instant gratification.
Why does this bother you so much, though?
Yeah.
That somebody else is taking the time to better themselves. What do you care? I don't understand why that... Why, though?
Because every time I go to the gym, it's filled with new people who are just going to quit. And they're going to, like, give up in a couple of months. Like I said, I've been into fitness for over 20 years, and I'm 44, and I look great for my age.
I'm sure.
And you think I got this by doing 75 hard? Come on.
I don't know how you got it. I don't really care how
well,
you
what
got
does it, matter?
It
yeah,
to
we don't
be
care.
Honest.
We really don't care.
Guys, I got it because I was consistent, and I didn't just do anything for a couple of months. And what you're supporting, it's irresponsible and it's dangerous.
What we're supporting? What do you mean?
By we're us, not doing it.
What are we supporting? Tell us.
You're supporting doing something for a couple of months and then just giving up and not being consistent.
I don't care if somebody works out hard for 75 days. That's irresponsible on our part if we said, yeah, go work out for 3-4 months hard.
Yeah, because you're just doing something for a couple of months and then bothering other people who are consistent in the gym and then just like giving up on your
Deb,
goals.
The only thing I hear is a very insecure 44-year-old single woman. That's the only thing I hear right now.
I'm a secure 44 single woman, and I'm fit.
I'm not really sure what your problem is, Debbie, but we're going to let you go because I'm not really into your negativity this Friday, so thank
right.
you so much.
I agree.
You guys had asked me to call up, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling,
thank
Deb.
Thank you for shining a light this Friday morning.
Yeah. Have a good day, Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Go to the gym.
Lift those weights, baby.
Okay. She's gone. All right, that was a whole lot. Sorry about that, guys.
Yikes. You think she likes 75 hard or not?
Probably not.
Super triggered.
All right, let's just...
This person says it's a kickstart. Be supportive.
No, people aren't, though.
Absolute witch.
I don't... People aren't, though. It's just... It's one of those things where I'm telling you, when you go into the gym, and I get it, people have been doing it for a long time, and when you start to feel like there's a... You're surrounded by a whole bunch of new faces.
Yeah.
You're triggered because what? They're coming into your space. They have every right to be a member there just as much
I
as
mean,
you do.
You don't own the gym.
Or just, you know.
You literally pay $10 a month at Planet Fitness. Chill.
Kristen says, I have a lot of respect for people who go to the gym for the first time. They are genuinely trying to better themselves and are taking a huge step forward. Mm-hmm. People like Deb are the ones who constantly tear others down to make themselves feel better. Look, I don't know
it's
who wrote
the
this.
It's insecurity that's killing me.
Somebody just said, anyone else not surprised to hear that Deb's husband left?
No. I
really.
Think that's where the bitterness stems from. Maybe he started 75 hard, got, you know, jacked. I was going to say hard, but you know what I mean.
I mean, I don't know anybody more into fitness than you.
Yeah.
You know, you've done a lot. You've done 75 hard. You've completed it once. Last time you did it. You fell short, but not by much.
Yeah, but yeah, I understand. I get where she's coming from. Her delivery is just horrible. It couldn't be. And I didn't want to tell her that. I was never going to. I would stand my ground 100%. But it is, I do believe that it's when you are so regimented. And we were actually just talking about this the other day. When you're so regimented and focused on one thing, you get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm good on this. And then you just fall off the wagon. So I understand what she's saying, but no, 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 no. Not in her tone, not in her delivery. This person says, gatekeeping a gym is one of the most childish things that you could do. This person says, oh boy, nice trauma dump there, Deb. A nod to the old mental health was a little ironic. Maybe go to therapy after your gym run.
Let me go over to Jim's text here that we got real quick. I'm reading this while Breezy's talking, and he says, I'm obese, and I've started going on a regular basis last month to Planet Fitness. For a long time, one of the reasons I didn't want to go is because of judgment passed by people like this woman.
Yeah.
I will keep going to the gym, and I will continue to better myself regardless of what people think about me. Thank you guys for helping show that woman's true colors. Jim, keep doing you, buddy.
We didn't do much. She was, it was all her. And ready to go.
Yeah. If nobody else has told you yet, Breezy and I, we're proud of you, Jimbo.
We really are.
Keep doing you, buddy.
I started following this guy at the top of the year. I think his Instagram account is like, I'm done being obese. I think that's what it is. And I've been following his journey, and he's really getting after it. I really love watching it, and to see how supportive people are on the internet is wild.
Well, to see how many people are not supportive, it's just as wild.
I know, but
it's a scary place to be, is to post your journey, you know?
This guy
on social media.
This guy started January 1, and he already has 214,000 followers. Like,
that's incredible.
A lot of people that are really
gassing him up,
backing this guy.
Yeah.
And he started at 470. And as of the 8th, which was 2 days ago, he's down to 456. And he's just walking and like changing his eating habits. Like, he's not even really going ham in the gym. I think that's what people don't realize. Like, you can do a ton of different things. But
yeah, if you do decide to better yourselves, regardless of what you do, listen, it's you against the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? So don't care what anybody else thinks. Just better yourself.
It's you against the world, and also on a deeper level, it's you against you.
That's right.
You know?
You're your own competition day in and day out. So, hey, Jim, thanks for the message, man, and everyone else who texted in. We're going to take a quick break. Happy Friday.
98 PXY at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Now. 585-252-9800 for Can't Beat Breezy. Our girl is officially tied all up, 2-2 right now. This is for a 4-pack of tickets, our last 4-pack, to go see the Harlem Globetrotters February 8th at the Blue Cross Arena. We are looking for caller 8 right now. Let's get right into it. PXY, who's this?
Tana.
Hannah, good morning. Happy Friday. You're caller 8!
Awesome!
That's right, girl. You got to go head-to-head with our girl, who really, honestly, has been crushing the competition this week.
I really came back 2025 a new woman.
Great.
Okay.
No pressure, no pressure.
Breezy is going to leave the room. You get 5 seconds to answer each question, but before she leaves, I need you to talk some serious trash.
Oh, okay. I'm so bad at that. All right, I'm going to do my best, and yeah, like, we'll see how it goes. No.
That's the worst trash.
I'm actually so scared. No, I'm freaking out.
I've often told I'm too nice.
Yeah, that was terrible. All right, hopefully your trivia game is much better. We're going to question one,
we'll
Hannah.
See.
Question one. Breezy, going in the next room. There she goes. Who was the second president of the United States?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, no, it wasn't Jesus. How about, I'm going to feel so stupid if I get this wrong.
That's okay. That's Breezy on a daily.
God, was it George Washington? Oh, God.
Was George Washington the second president of the United States? Is that your final answer?
My God. Yeah, sure. Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Okay, let's go to question number two. That's okay. We still love you. Mickey Mouse has a dog. Hannah, what is the name of that dog?
Oh, my God. My daughter's going to kill me if I get this wrong. Is it Pluto?
I can't tell you, but is that your answer?
Yeah, sure, Pluto.
All right, let's go to question number three. Forrest okay. Gump excelled at what sport, Hannah?
Oh, God. Running.
All right, right? Put you right. down for running. Once again, I cannot tell you. Okay, is anyone in your family, Hannah, good with vehicles, cars?
Really?
Okay, great. This next question you're going to love. In a vehicle,
oh, God.
The ABS refers to which function of the car? The ABS.
Is it airbags? Shoot. Okay. I think it's airbags.
Okay, putting you down for oh, airbags. Question, question number five. Okay. Hannah, this is the last question. Do us proud, okay? How many okay, weeks? Okay. How many weeks is an average pregnancy?
40. Oh, wait, average. I mean, I know it's supposed to be 40.
All right, final answer.
Yeah, okay, 40.
You want to sure. go with 40? Okay, 40 weeks for the average pregnancy.
No,
all right.
No. Can I change that? Can I change that?
I wouldn't, but okay.
Okay.
All right, let's lock 40. You in. We're locking you in. Okay, let's bring Breezy back into the room. Here she comes right now. Breezy, come on in. All right, here she is. All right, we're going to tally these up.
Oh, God.
Breeze! All right, let's go over to our girl right here. Breezy, our
How
girl.
How do you do, Hannah?
Hannah got a total of 2 out of 5.
I'm so embarrassed.
No, you
honestly don't be, because the wheels could come off here at any moment. Like Moose always says, any team could win or lose at any time.
That's right. Breezy, get your game face on. Hannah, we're so proud of you. You did great. Sit tight.
Where are you from, Hannah?
Honey, I Falls.
Yes, you are.
Honey, I Falls.
Make them proud.
Breezy.
Yes.
I don't think I did that, though.
Question number one. Who was the second president of the United States?
Mm-mm. No. Pass.
Come on.
George Washington what? Jr.? I don't know. I literally couldn't even take a stab in the dark if I wanted to.
All right. Let's go to question number two. Mickey Mouse has a dog. What is the name of that dog?
Pluto?
All right, I'll put you down for Pluto. We're going to question three. Forrest Gump excelled at what sport?
Running. Football. Running?
That's a whole lot of answers. Which one are you going with?
Running.
Let's go over to question four. Breezy, you're very good with cars. In a vehicle, the ABS refers to which function of the car? Sometimes you see it on the dashboard.
I think it's the brakes.
Okay.
Hey,
Hannah, please don't swear.
Sorry.
Let's go over to question number five. All right, question number five. Breezy, how
yes?
many weeks is an average pregnancy? You should know this. It's pretty obvious.
I think. How many weeks is the like how many?
How many weeks is a normal pregnancy?
Is it normal pregnancy?
Yeah.
Okay, 40.
All right, putting you down for 40 weeks. All right, let's go over and we're gonna tally these up. Okay, so far, Looking at our girl, Hannah, you have a total of 2 out of 4. All right. And then Breezy, 1, 2. Well, this is unbelievable. Breezy takes it.
Did I get 3?
You got 3 out of 4.
Oh, no.
Let's run it back. Who was the second president of the United States? The correct answer is John Adams. Hannah, you said George Washington. Breezy said George Washington Jr. I'm blown out of my mind. Both of you got it. Pluto is correct. That is the dog that belongs to Mickey Mouse.
All right.
Forrest Gump excelled at what sport? The correct answer to that is ping pong is what he excelled at.
Oh, that's right.
And a vehicle. The ABS refers to the brakes. Yeah. Breezy got that right. Hannah, you said airbags, and the average pregnancy is 40 weeks long. Hannah.
I'm so sorry, my queen.
Breezy.
Good job, Breezy.
All right, Hannah, we got something special for you we're going to give you anyways, but before you go, we just need you to do one thing.
Okay.
I need you to say, I'm Hannah from Honey O Falls, and I cannot beat Breezy.
Oh, God. All right. I'm Hannah from Honey I Falls, and I cannot beat Breezy.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, it is Friday. Breeze, if you can break one record, what do you think it would be for?
Sitting for the longest.
Sitting for the longest.
Sitting for the longest period of time.
Okay. Well, that's one way to
dream.
Yes.
Or the most TV watched in one sitting.
So your goal is
most popcorn eaten in one sitting. So, all my favorite things.
Yes, your goal is to develop sores.
Yes. Bed sores.
Right, okay. You'll break the Guinness Book of World Records for most sores. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you who did break some records. Speech pathologist from Pittsburgh. Her name is Inga Simney. Mother of two broke her first record in June of 2022. She holds this is her third Guinness World Record. Hmm. This time for completing the most pull-ups with a 20-pound pack of weights on her.
Wowzies.
Back in June of 2022, she did the pull-ups in 1 minute, completing 39, according to the Guinness World Record website. Then a year later, she broke the record for the most knuckle push-ups in 1 minute in front of thousands of viewers on the TV show Live with Kelly and Mark. That's it. They only got a couple thousand viewers that show. She completed 76 as part of the World Breaker Week, celebrating the launch of the 2024 Guinness World Records book. And during the same show, she completed 21 pull-ups with 20 pounds on her back. I watched her do it, and I'm going to tell you, the most pull-ups I've ever been able to do, I get to like three and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's so difficult.
I can't even do one unassisted. I need bands.
You need bands?
Yeah.
You need somebody holding you up by your ankles. The record has officially been certified, announced Pittsburgh Town Supervisor Bill Smith this past Wednesday. So just a huge congratulations. That is no easy task.
Not at all.
To have one world record, but to have three is outstanding. So Inga Simning, we tip our hats off to you. Congratulations. Well done.
Inga.
We've all done it, right? Lied on a resume?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. How many?
What is your biggest fault? I'm too organized.
I'm too organized.
I'm perfectionist.
I'm too punctual.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of us have done it. We have lied on a resume. But how many of you have ever been caught? My buddy Kyle got caught. He got caught this week in a really embarrassing way. Send us your stories if you got them, and I'll share his coming up next on the show.
This is Julie.
Hi, this is JC Dewey.
Hi, this is George.
Hi, this is Amy.
I just won $5,000.
$5,000.
Just by listening to the Odyssey app.
The 5K a day giveaway is back starting Monday. You can't win if you don't have the Odyssey app. So download it now wherever you get your apps. That's AUDACY, a national contest. And you could be $5,000 richer starting Monday.
on 98PXY.
We've all done it, right? Been caught lying on a resume?
I don't know if we've all been caught, but we've all definitely lied.
Well, have you been caught? I'd like to know that. 585-252-9800. Happy Friday. It is PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. My friend got caught lying, and I can't think of anything more embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, that's not true. I once saw a stripper accidentally have a bowel movement on stage in Oakland, but that's not...
these things happen.
That's neither
just a Tuesday.
Here nor there. So my buddy is a software developer, and that's the extent of what I know. I wouldn't call him a great one. He's just like surface level okay.
Okay. Perfect.
He used to be a bus driver, but so he got caught lying on his resume this week because he's been searching for a new job. So he wrote down on his resume a bunch of fake companies he used to work for, along with schools he's never attended.
Uh-oh.
And references that don't exist. I said, Kyle.
You,
my friend, are an absolute fraud. And his response was, sometimes in life, you got to fake it to make it. It's like, yeah, but you're 38. I mean, you got to just get it together.
Right.
And long story short, he hands in this bullcrap resume to a software company, and they follow up on every reference and names. And the recruiter actually called the company he said he worked for. And the recruiter says, we're calling to get some info on your senior, on your senior software developer.
Oh, it wasn't even like, I just worked here, and I had a good time. I was the CEO.
Yeah, he gave himself a really big title there. And he goes, we're looking at... get some info on your senior software developer, Kyle Harrison. And the person goes, who? Kyle Harrison, the 38-year-old software developer? He goes, never heard of him in my life. Click.
That's bad.
Like, I understand if you're like, yeah, this is, you know, tell us about yourself on your resume. Oh, you know, I just, my negative fault is that I'm just constantly working too well with others, and I have to learn to spend some more time on me.
Yeah, what's one downfall of you or a vice or something that you struggle with? You know, I'm just too punctual. I'm just too organized.
I'm too punctual.
I complete things so early that deadlines don't exist for me.
I'm
a perfectionist.
I wrote this on a resume not too long ago, and it actually went over pretty well. I said, one of the things about me that I'm working on is I need to finally come to the realization that I don't always have the best ideas in the room. And...
blew them away.
Which I obviously was lying about.
Oh.
Anyone ever been in the same boat? Trust me, I get it. Looking for work is no easy task. It's hard.
Right.
I've applied to dozens of jobs in my day. Just last week. 585-252-9800. A couple people weighing in right now. You haven't had a lot of jobs in your day.
No.
You've been a server. You've done bartending, right. All that stuff.
I've been hired through like restaurants and things like that. But like this company and this station is like my only real career job.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate enough to say that. But I remember the interview process of I was applying for a serving job that I was at for quite some time, over a decade. And one of the questions they asked was like, if you were in Wegmans right now and you found $100 on the ground, what would you do?
I'd keep it.
I would keep it. Turn it in. Just tell them what they want to hear. Later on, I went to go, you know, keep the extra money in the paycheck that they had sent me.
Yeah. There's too many trick questions. We're not here for it.
I mean, like, the thing about it is, though, you can answer an interview question exactly how they want you to if you're a good enough people person and you can read a room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy as that.
They want to know.
Is 1, 2, 3.
The only reason they're asking you all these questions is they want to know and get an idea if you're potentially capable of suing them in the near future.
Correct.
They don't like people who sue. They won't hire you. Nick is weighing in. He says, pretty brave of your friend, Moose, considering companies' dates of employment and educational degrees are really easy to verify. Probably not smart to lie about those things. Well, if you know my friend Nick, then you'd understand.
Yeah.
Who's this person? My moron of an ex-boyfriend was trying to get a job as an electrician and randomly wrote down that he used to be the CEO of Chrysler.
Right, of course.
Oh, yes. I'm changing up. I'm just transitioning gear.
We're in between a couple of things.
Yeah.
I just, you know, what kills me is, I mean, I feel like this is a tale as old as time. We've all done this, is like you put your friend down as a reference on your resume and then they call and you say, oh, yeah, I worked with Kathleen. She was the best, honestly, hardest worker I've ever met. Boots on the ground type of girl. Anyone would be lucky to have her. Like, that is a tale as old as time. But lying in a position that you were at a company that you don't have someone backing you to call and follow up with is wild.
Yeah, no, you definitely need those follow-ups. Chuck says, I'm here to say that it's okay to lie on your resume. Just don't lie about education and experience. Everything else is free game. Yeah, I agree with that.
But like the thing about it is that
if you're
really
a hiring manager,
me off,
text us.
It really pisses me off is that nobody, not one person, asked for my high school or college diploma. Nobody cared. Everyone here thinks I went to Geneseo. I went to Oswego.
Nobody's asking you for a diploma. They just want to know what level of college you may have.
But anybody could say that if they're not asking for proof. Just saying.
Well, then in that case,
nobody's following up.
Nobody cares. I have my bachelor's degree.
He goes, then I have my doctorate. So there's that.
Here we go. Sean's a hiring manager. What's up, guys? As a hiring manager, I would say 95% of applicants lie. 95%. Personally, I don't see anything wrong with lying as long as it's minor stuff. If you told me you worked on 5 projects, but you really only worked on 3, I don't give a crap. But if you sell yourself as an expert and can't answer simple questions, that's not right.
That's where we got some issues.
If you tell me your role was director, but I find out your role was a low-level individual contributor, you're not making it past me, and I'm knocking you out of the running, as you should.
Yeah, I get that. It's tough on these streets, though, and I feel sorry for people that feel like they do need to lie to be a cut above the rest. But, I mean, honesty is the best policy.
I don't know when my buddy Kyle is going to get his next job. I mean, he's such a liar.
All of a sudden, there's a Reddit thread about him.
I would not trust him. And let me go over to our friend Crystal here. Hey, good morning, guys. A perfectly honest resume is a losing strategy. A resume with complete falsehoods that will get you fired in the first month is also a losing strategy. It's all about having a healthy balance. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, feel free to send us some tips, Crystal.
Please do.
My buddy Kyle can definitely use them. Let's get it. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the 585. Welcome to the show.
Welcome here.
Are you guys new here?
We're so happy. Are you new here? We're so happy to have you with us, whether you're new or old.
28 for the high today. We'll definitely take that. We might actually even see a little sun today. Yesterday was beautiful. Hopefully that carries over. Thank you guys for tuning in and downloading that free Odyssey app.
Let's go.
We're going to get right into the message that was sent to Breezy last night of a girl who seems to be in a dilemma, and she says she is most likely not inviting her lifelong childhood friend to her wedding, and here's why.
Yeah. So I got this message last night from a woman who, I mean, I know her name, but I'm not going to share it. She said, "Hi, Breezy. I'm going through something right now that I would love to get your opinion on. I recently got engaged back in October, and I've been having so much fun planning everything for our wedding this upcoming November. Last night, my fiance and I were going through our guest list, and he wants to have a smaller wedding, while I want to have a more medium-sized wedding. And I was telling him who I had on my list, and we got into a conversation about one of my friends from literally kindergarten. I'm talking, we've been friends forever, and I was even in her wedding as a bridesmaid. And since then, we have really grown apart in many different ways due to physical distance, and we just simply don't see the world the same. I told my fiance she wasn't even on my list, and he was totally fine with it, but my friends have been giving me grief for it, saying I'm being mean and super clicky. Am I the bad guy here? I haven't talked to her or hung out with her in literally years, maybe even since her wedding. And I just don't want someone at my wedding out of principle. I need to know what you and your listeners think about this because it's causing me severe anxiety."
No, don't invite her. You haven't talked to her in years? That's not a friend. That it used to be. Now it's just kind of an acquaintance.
I was thinking the same thing. And also, like, I think about my own wedding. I mean, not that I'm engaged or anything, but hopefully within the next year or two, I was thinking about, like, who would be at my wedding? Because I know a ton of people, right? I have a ton of friends. But are they actually, like, genuine friends that I would want sitting at my wedding?
I've thought about this, too.
Right.
I was in my cousin's wedding. He's not going to be in mine.
Really?
I stood up for him. But because, like, we don't talk. Not anymore, at least. You know what I mean? It's just, it's now at a point where it's like, it's been like a couple of years.
And
there's really no relationship there. So if I were to invite them to stand up for me, you know, when I get married, it's like, well, it's just out of kind of like principle. Is that right?
That's the thing, right? It's like all of these weddings that I've been in, all of the things that I've done for all of these people, I wouldn't take it back in an instance. Do I need them to do it for me necessarily? Not all of them. I'm at the point where I don't even know if I'll have bridesmaids.
Like, no, I don't see you doing that. Let us know what you guys think. 585-252-9800, because we've had similar conversations on the show in the past about this very situation.
Yeah.
And I can understand why it's very stressful for the bride to be, because no matter who you choose to stand up with you, there's always going to be someone who A, doesn't want to do it, or B, is offended that you don't ask them. So you're not going to win in this situation, but you really have to focus on, it's my day. I don't give a crap what you think about.
Right. Well, in this case, they're not even asking them to stay. They're not coming to the wedding, period. They're not even going to be there.
And that's okay.
This person says, definitely don't invite her. Yeah, I'm inviting my childhood friend to my wedding in October, and I'm totally regretting it.
Why? Call us and tell us why.
Please.
We need more details
on
that.
I need the tea on that. Not that it's even tea. It's just a little bit more insight.
Yeah.
585-252-9800. Please call us. I think that there's a lot of people in this life that do a lot of things because they feel like they have to, and they feel like they'll get, you know, reamed out if they don't. And a position like your wedding, that is your day wholeheartedly. Your wedding, your birthday, all of the things, those are your days. And to hell with what anybody says about it, period, point blank. Because you know what? At the end of the day, they're not going to do it for you. No one's going to come and do it for you. So don't do it for them.
So true.
Is she here?
Truer words have never been spoken. Yeah, I got Ivana on the phone with
them. All right, let's go.
Hi, good morning, Ivana.
Good morning.
Are you the one that just texted?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please share a little more.
So me and my childhood friend, we were friends for like since sixth grade. I got her with a guy in like 11th grade. And for whatever reason, she fell off from me, like didn't talk to me after she got this boyfriend, even though I'm the one who got them together.
Right.
And oh, you played matchmaker. So, and as soon as they started dating.
And they turned on you.
You fell off the map.
Yes. Turned on me. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I was like, you know what? Let me be nice. Invite her to my wedding. She lives in Florida now. And okay. Every day I'm like, why did I do that?
Right.
I feel like I did it for the kindness of my heart, but like,
it's not something you truly wanted.
Exactly. So I'm low-key hoping she just doesn't come.
Yeah, because I was going to ask. She didn't confirm yet, right? So now you.
No, she hasn't. Yeah, she hasn't confirmed yet.
Okay.
I think stories like that will give our listener, and even me, or even you, like Moose, like the confidence to say with full certainty, yeah, I made the right decision, because I don't want to look out on my day and see people that I'm like, nah, you're a fair weather friend. I could have lived without you being here.
Yeah, 100%. Now I got to pay for you to show up.
Right.
Now you got to pay for your plate.
Exactly.
Ivana, how many people do you have standing up with you on either side?
Five each.
Okay, perfect number. Wouldn't you agree that 14 is too much?
Way too much. I don't even know like that many people. I feel like to want to stand up with me.
Yeah, person I went to high school with. They had to get married at the convention center. It was 14 on either side. It was obnoxious.
Yeah, that's way too many.
I don't even know if I'll have bridesmaids. I go back and forth with it all the time. But if I do, I will not have more than four. Like
my maid of honor said she's not going to have any. Like, when she wants to get married, she's like, I don't think I'll have anyone standing up with me. And I think I also really like that, though. Like, just like the two.
Yeah.
Couple. Like, I think that's really pretty.
For sure. Thank you so much, Ivana, and good luck with your wedding. When are you getting married?
October 11th.
All right.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations, and we hope you get past the 7-year mark.
Thank you so much.
This person, she's like, I don't know what that means. This person says, I was in my sister-in-law's wedding, and for mine, I didn't have her stand with me due to many reasons. It broke out into a war within my family.
Oh.
However, I wouldn't go back and change a thing.
This is why some people choose to get married at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Yep. I've worked those weddings. I'm like, what made you do this? Like, Jaber. I'm like, right. It's pouring out, but.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And, you know, everyone else is working. The people you don't want there, they're working. Oh, I'm so sorry you couldn't make it. I'm so sorry. Everything is so calculated.
Oh, so good. I love it so much. Yeah, I think it's wild. And honestly, you do you, boo.
Yeah, and so we're all in agreement. What's her name?
I didn't share her name.
Do not invite your friend to the wedding. There you have it.
Rochester's number one.
Welcome back to the show. It is Friday. You got yourself PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy here. Let's talk TikTok for 1 second. Is the ban actually happening?
So I've been keeping a close eye on this. And honestly, I'm team ban TikTok. I don't know. I don't know why. I just feel like the amount of brain rot that I endure on that app and that I know a lot of people endure on that app is crazy.
You use TikTok a lot. And anytime you come to the table sometimes with a new trend, especially the ones we use on the show, you got it from TikTok.
I know. I that is true. I understand TikTok is like really good for the economy and jobs and things like that, but the whole idea behind it.
It's great for influencers. And there are a lot of people in this country making their living just by influencer videos.
I mean, that's their full-time job. That's their full-time gig.
TikTok would be considered their main platform.
Sure.
Is there anyone listening that wouldn't mind if it completely fell off the face of this planet and just went away? I mean, it's no skin off my back.
Right. It's not like you use it often.
I'm an Instagram guy.
I dabble. I do. And it's fun and great and all, but I think some people just take it too seriously, which I get because I would too if it was my job. So TikTok confirms that it will be shut down in the United States on January 19th unless the Supreme Court strikes down or postpones the law requiring it to be sold. So as of right now, the whole thing going on is they don't want it in the hands of the Chinese founder of which it is, and they want it to be sold, which I'm like, we get literally everything from China. Why are we hyper-focused on this one thing? It's like, if that was the case, we would have literally nothing in America, but okay, sounds great. And I read this something very interesting from one of the people that I follow. They said, when the next app comes out, because you know there will be another app after TikTok if it gets banned, you better bet your ass I will not be sleeping on those dances or those trends because I'm trying to get my bag. Because listen, the blueprint has been set for this app. When it first was becoming really popular, it was during COVID and quarantine, and nobody had anything else to do but go on this app, dance, do all the things. And you have people like Charli D'Amelio, who was the most followed person on that app. She was just a random teenager from Connecticut, and now she's a literal millionaire from dancing on an app.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that stuck their nose up to it, me included, that was like, ugh, it's kind of stupid. It's not stupid when they're laughing their entire way to the bank.
TikTok and some of its actual users sued to block the measure from this actually taking place, saying it violates their free speech rights under the Constitution's First Amendment. And this is something that is really being hit hard by Donald Trump before he takes office. Okay, this is
in the sense that he wants to save it or get rid of it.
Get rid of it, and allegedly they're trying to do this, you know, the day before he actually goes into office, which would be the 19th. He gets sworn in, I think, on the 20th of January.
Okay,
So whether this happens or not, it's hard to say, because I think it's going to take a lot for them to actually ban this platform.
Also, not to mention the ban itself, like, how does that even work? Like, you just take it off the phones? Like,
no, you just delete the app altogether. You don't have access to it within the United States. Listen, our TikTok here in the States is very, very different, what I've been told, than what you would look at in, like, China. TikTok in China, I was told, is very, very educational. The TikTok we have here, look at the content. It's most of it's trash.
Right. Well,
can we go without it? Well, yeah, there's some really educational stuff up there. There's some good stuff.
This person texting in saying, I'm going to be really sad when TikTok is gone. It's taught me how to cook, especially after being diagnosed with celiac disease. I've learned holistic medicines, tips for parenting, my pregnancy. I personally think they just want to ban it for teens and their brain rot.
And
they aren't happy. It's freedom of speech.
And I understand what this person is saying, and you're true. But all of this stuff and videos that you're watching on TikTok, the same influencer is posting them on 7 other platforms. You can still go to YouTube. You can still go to social media.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's
Instagram.
I think the whole idea of the app is it's like user-friendly and like accessible. YouTube, for me, and I mean, I'm a millennial, I just think YouTube's extremely aggressive. I feel like YouTube is very niche. I'm not going to sit there and watch long-form videos like that.
No, I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just constant. Next, next, next. YouTube's not really like that. I mean, Instagram's trying to be that way for sure. I just don't know
it's
if
like,
they have it down to a science.
I get it. It's like asking the question, would you rather use TikTok or YouTube? I mean, it's also like asking, I was going somewhere with this.
And I know. I was like, that's what we did just ask, 150%.
I was going somewhere with this, and I blinked.
Well, it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's like asking, would you rather Google a number or look it up in a phone book?
That's what I was going to say.
You know what I mean?
I was going to say, would you rather use Google or would you rather use Yahoo? Nobody's using Yahoo.
No, nobody's using Yahoo. Yeah. I think this goes back to our conversation yesterday about the wildfires or the fires in LA, of all of these people being mad at billionaires for being billionaires. Like, you're just mad because you don't have it. I feel like the people who really want to ban it are the ones who haven't profited and are jealous of all these influencers that are making millions of dollars.
I know.
And they're like, ban it, take it away from them, because if I can't have it, nobody can.
And it's not even that old. TikTok launched in the States in 2018. And since then, they have over 170 million Americans using it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of those people are making serious coin.
Yeah.
So for them, this is going to be devastating.
Yeah. I know.
It's almost like getting fired from a job. Hey, actually, you know what? You're getting laid off. We're going out of business.
Yeah, it's getting let go from a job that they're shutting down completely, and there's no other job like that out there for you to go get. I mean, sure, you can try and make it on Instagram. You can try and make it on YouTube. It's not the same thing. It's not as accessible. Does Instagram have an Instagram shop? I've never seen it.
Maybe I mean, I've do, bought but... a lot of items just off of Instagram.
But like through people's pages. Like there's... on TikTok, they just have like a TikTok shop.
I will not purchase anything off TikTok. You have several times and it never shows up.
No, that's not true. I just got my mirror yesterday. Big mirror. $50. Gorgeous. Stunning. Came in one piece. I was worried about that. But January 19th. Would put us at next Sunday, also my mom's birthday, also National Popcorn Day. You could wake up Monday on MLK Day with no TikTok.
Yeah, and that's going to be a huge problem for a lot of people. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll see what happens on the 20th. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Let's get right into it. So earlier in the show, when we were doing our There I Said It segment, where a majority of our listeners have been really great with sharing their unpopular opinions.
Yes.
We get this text from Deb, and she writes in and says, anyone who participates in 75 Hard is a joke.
It was a tough read, for sure.
It's so sad to see how many people want instant gratification in life. But it's not about 75 hard days. It's about 365 consistent ones.
Right.
There, I said it. Breezy was triggered. She asked her to call in.
I did.
Which she did. And here's the call from earlier. Let us know what you guys think. Hi, good morning, Joanna. Or what's her name? Deb.
Deb. Okay. It's just Deb. So disrespectful.
Good morning, guys.
Little Debbie, let it fly.
I was the one who texted in. I meant what I said. Like, here's the thing. I applaud anyone who's trying to better themselves.
Right.
But 75 hard is the dumbest thing someone can do. Like, have either of you ever even participated in the challenge?
I've done it twice.
No.
Once successfully and once unsuccessfully.
Yeah, so I rest my case. It's not realistic.
Oh,
people
so what
do
happens
it.
After 75 days? So what happens after 75? You go back to being a slob?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that necessarily for myself.
Yeah, that's
but
a hot take. People complete it, though, Deb. I know friends who have done 75 hard. It is tough, but people have done it.
Okay, and I'm 44, and I've been working out for almost 20 years consistently. And I know about mental health toughness, believe me. Right? You try having a husband who walks out on you with two kids at home.
I can't imagine why he would want to do that.
And that's what people don't get. If you want to change your body, you have to change your mindset. People are under the impression they can do it in, like, what, a couple of months? Because we live in a society now where it's all about instant gratification.
Why does this bother you so much, though?
Yeah.
That somebody else is taking the time to better themselves. What do you care? I don't understand why that... Why, though?
Because every time I go to the gym, it's filled with new people who are just going to quit and they're going to like give up in a couple of months. Like I said, I've been into fitness for over 20 years and I'm 44 and I look great for my age.
I'm sure.
And you think I got this by doing 75 hard? Come on.
I don't know how you got it. I don't really care how
well,
you
what
got
does it matter?
It,
yeah,
to
we don't
be
care.
Honest.
We really don't care.
Guys, I got it because I was consistent and I didn't just do anything for a couple of months. And what you're supporting, it's irresponsible and it's dangerous.
What we're supporting? What do you mean? By
we're
us
not doing it.
What are we supporting? Tell us.
You're supporting doing something for a couple of months and then just giving up and not being consistent.
I don't care if somebody works out hard for 75 days. That's irresponsible on our part. If we said, yeah, go work out for 3-4 months hard.
Yeah, because you're just doing something for a couple of months and then bothering other people who are consistent in the gym and then just like giving up on your
Deb,
goals.
The only thing I hear is a very insecure 44-year-old single woman. That's the only thing I hear right now.
I'm a secure 44 single woman and I'm fit.
I'm not really sure what your problem is, Debbie, but we're going to let you go because I'm not really into your negativity this Friday. So thank
right.
you so much.
I agree.
You guys had asked me to call up, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling,
thank
Deb.
Thank you for shining a light this Friday morning.
Yeah. Have a good day, Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Go to the gym.
Lift those weights, baby.
Okay. She's gone. All right. That was a whole lot. Sorry about that, guys.
Yikes. You think she likes 75 hard or not?
Yeah. So the texts are coming in right now, 585-252-9800. What are your thoughts on this? Because I have a lot of friends currently doing 75 hard. Some did it last year. They crushed it. Some fell off. But you can't. How can somebody possibly be so negative towards somebody else who's just trying to better themselves? You know what I'm saying?
She's pissed.
And that's what happens in the gym, especially today, especially after the new year.
Right.
Is people are very protective of their space. And when they see a lot of new faces come to the gym, they get pissy.
They do get pissy. And it's like, I think we should turn that frown upside down there and just be supportive of others. Even if that, I'm not even saying go out of your way. Just don't be an ass. I don't know.
Somebody texted in. Anyone else not surprised to hear that Deb's husband left?
No,
we're not.
No.
Kristen says, good morning, guys. I got a lot of respect for people who go to the gym for the first time. They're genuinely trying to better themselves and are taking a huge step towards that. People like Deb are the ones who constantly tear others down to make themselves feel better.
This person says Deb is deaf to Lulu. Yep, there it is. And then this person says she sounds very angry.
She is.
Very angry.
She's little projecting.
Debbie. Little Debbie hasn't had a little Debbie in years.
She's trauma dumping on all of us this morning.
She is. She's really mad. Go to a comedy show.
Let's all give Deb this morning on this Friday morning a very big virtual hug, shall we?
Aww. Love you, Deb. Kill her with kindness.
All right, let's get to this text from our boy Jim. This is Let me see here. Jim says, I'm obese and I started going to the gym on a regular basis last month to Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, one of the reasons I didn't want to go is because of judgment passed by people like this woman. But I will keep going to the gym and continue to do better myself. I will continue to better myself regardless of what people think about me. Thank you guys for helping show that woman's true colors. No, we didn't do it, Jim. She did it on her own.
She did.
And you know what, buddy? Keep doing you, man. If nobody else has told you yet, Breezy and I are proud of you.
You're a star.
Get after it.
Absolute star.
Keep doing you, Jim. All right, guys. Thanks for the messages. But most importantly, thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Deb. We're praying for you. We really are.